So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Waves and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
What's up, Vols Deep listeners, followers, fans, and welcome back to the Vols Deep podcast. We hope everyone's doing well tonight. It's good to be back after 2 weeks off. Both Christmas and New Year's fell on Wednesday. We all had a lot going on, so we decided to take a short break. Episode 26 is in the works. As always, we're live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. For our TikTok listeners, if you don't like the behind-the-scenes view, look us up on Facebook or YouTube, Vols Deep Podcast.
Say it
with your chest, baby. Vols. With me tonight, per usual, left to right, I have Spanky.
Yep.
And then I have the very professional and classy Spur and Joshua.
Not getting canceled this year, boys.
We have a lot coming your way tonight.
Yeah, you know me.
Hit that share button if you don't care. Show us some love, and let's have a great show tonight. Let's give a big shout out to our sponsors before we get Vols Deep tonight. VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs Knoxville, Tennessee Trends, Freedom Motors LLC, and last but not least, the Vol Navy. If you enjoy listening or watching us, we would greatly appreciate you supporting them for supporting us. They're truly the best in the business.
Right. We're looking for sponsors for season three, so if you have a business or know of a business that wants to do some grassroots sponsorships, hit us up on the Vols Deep Podcast.
We got grass?
Yeah. Grass in here now, look.
We do have grass in here, that's true. Not the right kind of grass. But we got some grass. Shit, already getting y'all in trouble.
Oh, man.
On the Vols Deep agenda tonight, we'll transition more into basketball talk. It's great to be good at all sports, or it would be very hard to do this show year round.
Mm-hmm. 9 months takes a long time to get to football season again.
Very long time.
Yep, it's nice being at everything school. We'll have the normal segment, start, bench, cut, one word, over, under. The duel, well, we won't have over, under, I apologize. College football playoff talk, and Tennessee football will always get a piece of the pie. Who will be the loser tonight for our pick'ems? Who must dip into the cup of punishments? We'll reveal that later in the show. Spanky has to eat some mayonnaise. How much are we going to make it? Like half of it?
I'll eat as much as I want.
Don't eat any right now. Golly, make me
sick. He can do it. And Spanky's got to...
I'll just eat the whole thing throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, just leave the lid off of it.
I know. It'll make you go bad.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to go bad.
30 degrees, man. Yeah. Maybe.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Spanky's punishment was
some eggs.
Eat a bowl of mayonnaise throughout the show.
I got some eggs or...
Put some cereal in it.
Y'all remind me to stay on him about getting some bites. We can't let him.
No, we'll stay on him.
Do we got some bread? It'd be a good sandwich right now.
No, it didn't say nothing about no bread. It's mayonnaise. Mayonnaise only.
Should have brought my own.
You're
bread.
Lucky you ain't got Fruity Pebbles in the bottom of that.
We thought about it.
I've also accepted the fact that I owe interest too. So whatever I have to do to make up for that, but we will. I'm not eating mayonnaise, though.
I'm sure we'll put our heads together and think of something.
We'll see what I draw on that cup tonight, because I have a feeling I have to draw on that cup tonight, just to foreshadow there.
Pretty smart man, Spur.
Yeah.
but we will reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page as well. That person will get a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some other cool items from the Vol Navy as well. Let's give a big shout out to our friend of All for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money? As an insurance brokerage, he can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, you name it, he can do it. He'll find you the best deal possible. Text or call Stephen anytime, 865-742-1672. Let's go ahead and check the comment box and see what's going on. JC says, hello, fellas. Gave us a heart and orange. Marty Allen Cox says, go Vols. Go Vols, go Marty. Balls. Go over to TikTok.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we got some Ohio State fans in here.
Yeah, screw you all.
They've been waiting 2 weeks to get in here.
Been rent-free. Rent-free.
1,500 likes. We appreciate y'all there. Yeah, appreciate it. We've got some Texas fans in the comments.
Horns down.
Yep.
We've got some Irish fans in the comments. We're going to talk about Ohio State. We'll talk about Notre Dame a little bit. We'll talk about the Shorthorns a little bit as well. Colin says, go Dogs.
What are they playing?
Mississippi State fan.
Yeah.
Mississippi State fan.
They're a basketball school now. They just beat Kentucky last night.
Did they get it done?
They did.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. I watched the first half. Liz says, hello. Nathan says, what's up, guys? Go Vols. Brian says, go Big Orange. We appreciate y'all very much. Please share it out for us. Hit the like button for us. And interact tonight and have a good show. If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. We love to hear from our listeners. Let's just start with Tennessee men's basketball. Tennessee versus Florida. We usually get into some stats.
Not many stats to share in that one.
We're not. We're gonna move past this one pretty quick. Awful performance. Just flush it, man. It's been rough the last three trips to Gainesville. Mm-hmm. We've averaged 48.7 points per game the last three trips. And the last three trips, we are 12 of 72 from three.
We've done a really good job of hitting the rim at Florida.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's funny the way that ball bounces sometimes because the shots went up and they would hit the rim four, five, six times and fall off. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen, especially that first half. I hadn't seen anything like that in quite a while. And those games are going to happen, like Val Daddy just said. Let's flush it. Let's learn from it. Take that negative and make it a positive because you can grow from games like this. You can learn a lot about your team by losing and seeing how you bounce back. So it's adversity that this Tennessee basketball team hadn't faced yet this season, but it's adversity that can be a good thing. So we'll regroup and we'll bounce right back, and we're still going to be the top three or four in the nation come next week, no matter what.
Guys, you know what? It's basketball.
It is.
Stuff like this happens. You're going to have an off night, man. You know, the ball's not going to bounce your way. And everything was falling for them, you know. But for us, it's just every time we go to Gainesville, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, that city has cursed us. It's the
Spurrier was there. He was there.
I will say that was one physical ball game. I mean, and the refs let them play. Mm-hmm. And they let them play both ways. I have no problem with the way that ball game was refereed because it was done both ways.
Yeah, I kind of expected us to get a little more physical.
I did too. I expected the refs to tighten it up, and they just didn't. I mean, it
never happened.
And it was a slugfest.
You'll see games like that sometimes where the first half they let them play, then the second half it's
– yeah, they call it the touch foul.
Yeah, and then – or vice versa. But – yeah, I expected us to, especially once we got down, it's like, what do you have to lose at this point? You know, just get after them. But
at the same time, I think that game got out of control, out of hand. And I'm not saying we called off the Dogs by any means, but I don't believe we were given 110% like I've seen this team do already this season.
Yeah, I was waiting for a run.
It just never came.
It never happened. It never happened. Eric says, aloha from Hawaii.
Hey, thanks for the listen in Hawaii. Was it 3 o'clock local time there?
Should be like a 6-hour difference, yep. So something like that. Almost 3 o'clock, I guess. Yep. Coach Ryan Jackson says he's missed us. We missed you too, baby. Mm. Yeah, but we'll just flush the Florida results. We'll flush the shit. We'll get ready for Texas on Saturday. Florida comes back to Knoxville February 1st.
So, mark that one on your calendar.
Mark that one on your calendar. I know that we will be very hungry.
I bet you it won't be as physical because there will be a lot more whistles in that game.
There will be.
Tennessee, the 14-0, that was the best start since 1922. They tied that record. Would have loved to have broke it. But we knew it was going to be an extremely tough month of January altogether. We want to congratulate Chaz Lanier, both SEC and AP Player of the Week.
Let me say something about Chaz Lanier. He reminds me so much of the shooting style Chris Lofton. I mean, it's catch and release within a flash. I think he might have a quicker release than Lofton did, and it's just pure, except for last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every shooter has his night, man. Yeah. And, you know, apparently none of them had their night last night, so.
Yeah, we mentioned the January being tough. Again, we've got Texas. We go to Texas. Georgia comes here, and Georgia's look pretty good. We go to Vanderbilt. Mississippi State comes here. We go to Auburn. Then we've got Kentucky, and then Florida again on February the 1st.
Auburn, Kentucky, and Florida within 7 days of each other. So that's a tough stretch, no doubt.
That's very physical.
It's going to be rough. After seeing this basketball team through the non-conference and now two games into the conference, what's your biggest surprise of the season so far?
Igor Milicic. Man, dude's averaging almost a double-double a night. 11 points and almost 9 rebounds. So, I mean, he come up out of nowhere for me. So, that's my biggest surprise.
My biggest surprise is the ability for us to replace Dalton Knecht. And you know, we're going to compare Chaz Lanier to Doc Connect all year long. They're two different players, but the fact remains is that we took the best transfer we've ever seen come into Tennessee in a single year, and now we've done it again a second time. It's just amazing what Rick Barnes can do to bring these guys in. And this team's solid. We didn't prove it last night, but this is a solid basketball team, and they'll be right there in the tournament come March.
Yeah, I think my biggest surprise is that we are this good. Barnes overachieved in the offseason. Portal King is what I would call him. I was honestly scared. I said it on here. I was scared. I was worried before the season just because of how much we lost. It's weird not seeing, you know, the names that felt like they've been here for a decade. But I'm just glad that we are this good.
I'll tell you what. I'm a little disappointed. We hadn't had the big sellout crowds yet at Thompson Bowling Arena. But
the student, yeah, the students aren't on campus yet. So.
Yeah, they're coming. I checked tickets today. They're starting to creep up. You can't get a ticket to the Florida game for less than $120. So I may have some for sale here soon.
I've learned one thing, Ticketmaster. You can make payments.
Don't let Edith hear you say that. She's not here though. No. we've not seen her in a while.
She goes to
Tennessee will travel to Austin, Texas, Saturday, 6 p.m. tip-off versus the Shorthorns. Rick Barnes will return to his ex, and let's hope the Vols can bring a W back to Knoxville. We'll see how far Rick Barnes can go. We'll see if he can get over that hump. It's looking decent, but it's looked really good in years past as well. We're pulling extremely hard for you, Rick. Let's go ahead and transition into Lady Vols basketball talk real quick. Lady Vols dropped their first loss of the season to number 9 ranked Oklahoma. Probably the worst I think we're going to see them play all year. We did shoot too many threes, obviously, but they probably had 5 or 6 rim out. I would say the positive here is we played potentially our worst basketball and only lost by 1 point to a top 10 team.
And had a very good chance of winning that game.
Yes.
You can say what you want. If you've seen the game, we know we inbounded the ball with 10 seconds to go, and Sarah Puckett threw up a three-pointer with about 6 seconds on the clock. The thing is, guys, she was at the top of the key wide open, and she's a three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. I tell her to take that shot all day long. You know, hindsight being 20-20, maybe she should have drove in, but she was open. She took the three. It just didn't fall. So
yeah, she's a high-percentage shooter from right there.
And Kim Caldwell's style is if you're open, you take the shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
No, I don't either, man. We played a hard fought game and it just came up short. You know, it's basketball. Like I said earlier, sometimes it's your night, sometimes it ain't.
This team's exciting to watch, though.
Very
for
exciting.
Lady Vols team.
Yes,
You got a beautiful coach, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of the coach. She is 9 months pregnant.
Speaking
Spanky.
Of the coach, I know we're going to talk about LSU coming into Thompson Bowl Arena tomorrow. So is that your next note there, Vol Daddy?
Yeah, I was just going to add that it sucks to see both undefeated teams go down this week. But we were the only ones remaining, mm-hmm. and we were on top of that hill for a long time. Well, Coach Caldwell's overachieved big time this year. She's going to continue to do so, in my opinion. So there's no need for anybody to be chirping right now. It's unbelievable what you hear inside the walls of Thompson Bowling
it's
Arena.
It's not just Thompson Bowling Arena. So.
Some of these fans, man, are – I went Sunday, and it didn't matter what they done. It was wrong.
Man, it's – some of our fan base, you know, it's on social media. It's at these ball games. People after – we made the playoffs for the first team – 12-team playoff.
Number seven in the country.
Number seven in the country. And people were ready to fire Heupel because we got beat. Are you kidding me? Like, and you have the number one team in the country for five straight weeks in your men's basketball program. We lose a game, and they're ready to fold it in for the season. Yep. Just like our ladies' basketball team. Nobody's wanting to give Kim Caldwell a chance. She is overachieved, like you said.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Spanky, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, you don't have a chance. But, you know, when people are ready to fire her, it don't make sense, man. Stop being stupid, people. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, if Tony Vitello doesn't win another national championship this year, we want to get rid of him too. That's just garbage. Guys, learn to live with some positivity. My goodness, it's okay. It's okay to criticize when criticism is warranted. It's okay to criticize the game. But you can't criticize these teams that we have in Knoxville right now. This is the best athletics program in the country. We're at everything school, so let's enjoy this ride because it's great right now.
I hate to say it, like, but that's just how society is nowadays. Like, it's more popular to be negative than it is positive, and that's just the way life is now. Like, and I hate it. I think it's stupid, but people, like, that's what they clamor to. Is it's always people are like, hey, I want to start drama. Hey, I got tea. It's never, hey, won't we talk about some good? No, it's always want to talk about the bad. Mm-hmm. It's for some reason that's all people want to talk about is negative. Hell, I don't get it.
Hell, Spanky, don't start fights at youth clubs.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Happens all the time.
So, but we're talking about Kim Caldwell. They play LSU tomorrow night down there at Thompson Bowling Arena. Kim Mulkey's coming into town. I know we got her on a little segment here later on. Did you all hear what Kim Mulkey said in her press conference yesterday? Did you catch that, Vol Daddy?
I did. I posted like a little bit of the quote, and
it's pretty good. Kim Mulkey says she hopes that Kim Caldwell has her baby during the game tomorrow night. That way, she can be the one that delivers it.
It was definitely a joke, but it was. Yeah, but people are. Yeah,
but Mulkey, you know, truth be told, you just gotta know Kim Mulkey if you don't know her.
Oh, she's definitely got some screws loose.
She's got some screws loose, but it was high praise for Kim Caldwell. It really was, mm-hmm. the whole press conference. So that says a lot about Coach K, Lady Coach K, as I call her.
Yeah, the Lady Vols will take on number 6 ranked LSU tomorrow night inside Thompson Bowling Arena. 6:30 tip, top 20 matchup versus a great program with Lady Tigers. It would be a massive win for Coach Caldwell to pull this off. I'm excited to watch it.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
I may try to get a ticket and go too.
Yep, I will be there.
How many games is she going to be at when she has this baby?
I don't
She's
know.
She's 9 months now. She do.
Yeah, so once she has it, how many games is she going to be out?
How many games?
No, she's not. She's not going to miss a game.
You don't think she'll miss a game?
I don't think she'll miss a game.
Did
really
Pat
don't.
Miss?
I don't think she'll miss a game. I really don't, guys. Maybe
I don't
one.
Know. I cannot speak from a woman's standpoint on that. So I'm not going to put any expectations
Pat
on
Pat was recruiting somebody at somebody's house whenever she went into labor.
She wasn't having baby born in the state of Virginia.
No.
That's right. She had to be flown back.
Johnson City, Tennessee. Yeah.
Let's give big shout-outs to Cooper Mays, Dylan Sampson, Jamal McCoy, and James Pierce Jr., all named All-Americans, Javontez Spraggins, and Boo Carter honorable mentions. Tennessee landed Chattanooga native, 4-star wide receiver, Amari Jefferson from Alabama. Huge pickup if you're Tennessee.
Absolutely, in a position of need. Do we know if he's going to be a two-sport athlete? Has that been mentioned?
When he was recruited, he was initially committed to Tennessee. I know he wanted to play both sports, but I'm not sure on that. But speaking of wide receivers, I posted this yesterday, but Brew can come back. We're not saying that he will. We're saying he has the opportunity to if he wants to. He's currently with Nico and Mike Matthews training in California.
He's the only coming one back. I want back, but he's I'll,
coming
I'll,
back. We can't say he's coming back, but boys, I love me some Brew Carter. So,
Brew Carter.
Brew Carter. Yeah, I love you too. Brew, if you're listening to us, which I hope you are, and we know you are, come on back and wear the orange one more time. Let's run it back.
Run it back one more time.
We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. Also, the audio version will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook as well. We have a long way to go. This show's just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our live listeners. Speaking of that, let's check our comments on all platforms and text lines. My TikTok is not working, so if you all see one worth reading, let us know. Please inform us how many interactions that we're getting on there as well. Mine is not working on my end.
Josh Landrum says, I'm his spirit animal. We appreciate that. Skittles. Eric White says, we couldn't throw the ball and hit the wall last night. That's pretty much average.
That's a fair point.
Is this TikTok?
No, this is on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I'll go TikTok.
I'm on.
Hit a spank.
Let me get it up here.
All that talking, you ain't even there.
Go Irish, well, you can go to hell. Go Buckeyes, well, you can go to hell, too.
We're about to do a cool start bench cut here in a minute. I think y'all like that.
Tyler on TikTok asked if James Pierce Jr. was for sure leaving.
He's not declared.
He's got until the, what, the 15th?
He's going to – I think he's going to go, but it's still weird that he hasn't declared.
It's very weird.
I would not get my hopes up.
No.
But if there is something to grasp onto, I guess that would be it.
Is he trying to get some money maybe? I mean, who knows? Coach Ryan Jackson says the thing he always tells his kids is basketball and baseball is a tournament sport. We may not win now, but as long as we get better as the season goes, we'll do well in the tournament. And that is very true. It's what you do in March in basketball and what you do in June in baseball. So,
now Cameron says, go Big Orange. Eric B. Jones on YouTube says, what's up, Vols Deep? Our Vols got whipped last night. I hope they improve their mistakes before going to Austin. I think Coach Barnes will have them going 100%. Go Big Orange.
I bet they had a practice this morning.
They shouldn't even have went at half. I mean, should have just shot.
Yeah.
Let's thank our friend Amy Maxwell with Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. She's also sporting men's clothing and some art as well. Amy keeps getting better and better. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. Check out Tennessee Trends inside of Hound Dogs, Knoxville, or on her Facebook page. Amy's awesome. Support her. Support small business. And buy local. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, and we'll be right back.
Vol Daddy, before we take a break, can we mention, welcome back to Knoxville, Jonas Adu.
Oh, yeah. That.
And as Liz just said, the fans were awful nice to Arkansas Razorbacks this past week.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point. Yeah, after seeing the way he performed and his stats, I did not.
We don't miss him.
That was the loudest boo I've ever heard in TBA. It was pretty incredible.
He was not. He's not. I liked him, but he was. He's not made for the big moments.
There was a guy that sat right behind us. That every 2 minutes of the game, he would just shout out, "Hey, hey, dude, you suck!" And he done it the entire night.
Well, we had to let him know.
To the point to where the fan sitting around me was annoyed by it. And I was like, "No, he's great. Yelling all night long. That's what we're there for."
Well, it's not as annoying as me going to a game a few weeks ago, and all I can keep hearing in my head is, "Who day? Who day? Who they think can beat the Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think can beat the Bengals?"
They couldn't. They didn't.
Not the Broncos.
They didn't.
Well, guess what? Who they Bengals playing in the playoffs? Who they? Who they? Who them Bengals playing in the playoffs?
Only because the Chiefs didn't want to play them in the playoffs.
We had the Ohio State fans pissed off again.
Well, they're already into it. I'm going, oh,
age. Hey, look.
I wish I could see it. I can't see it.
Yeah. Ohio State people, go to hell. That's all I tell you.
I agree. All right. We will be right back. Share this out for us if you don't care. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people. Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Post
and gold post, yeah, gold post.
The gold post.
All right, we are back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms, wherever you prefer to listen. We are there. Our audio versions are very popular. We get to do it without any fees thanks to our sponsors. Let's go ahead and hit the comment box.
Yeah. Coach Jackson says, let's not even talk about the Ohio State fans. He said a bunch of people that didn't talk any crap until they knew they had the game won. That's when they started talking their crap.
Yeah, he's not lying there.
No, he's not.
He's not lying there.
Well, he's down there what?
It reminded me of Florida in 23.
Yeah, last year.
We showed y'all how to tailgate in cold weather. I'll tell you that much.
It took 6 hours for me to see my first Ohio State fan tailgating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as the fans go, we outperformed.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything to cheer about, unfortunately.
There was only 30% of all fans in there. If you let 30% of an opposing fan base take over your home stadium in a playoff game, there's an issue.
Guys, had Tennessee won, it would have been bad.
It would have been.
Yeah. It would have got ugly. Let's give a shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you can throw at them. I know one thing, it's damn near impossible to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, get them to actually show up. It's a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS, 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. That's the numbers to call. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Y'all see where Goldberg's coming back?
No, he ain't. Hell no, he ain't.
Please, no.
January 27th.
Where? Royal Rumble?
No, Royal Rumble's in February.
What are we talking about?
WWE needed some views. I had to bring in the GOAT. All right. Yeah. I just had to.
Stone Cold Darnold down. That's what it was.
I just had to.
How's that mayonnaise over here, Spanky?
Hey, yeah, Spanky, eat some mayonnaise.
I did during the break.
No.
Nobody else seen it.
Break don't count.
Then I'm going to kill you all.
Break don't count.
That wasn't even a spoonful.
He's just sipping on it.
Can't get too much.
He's sipping on it. I'm going to pour it on his head when the night's over.
Look here, you couldn't handle this much. I don't want to hear it.
That's because I'm not going to eat it by itself.
I can barely handle it on a sandwich.
I love mayonnaise on a bologna sandwich.
Eggs,
Robbie
bacon, no crust.
Robbie's never been to a game, but he's Vols through and through. Robbie, miss me afterwards. We'll see if we can get you to a game sometime.
Sorry, I'm laughing at Ryan Jackson.
Yeah.
All right, let's play start, bench, cut. Which position group is Tennessee football in the most need of for this upcoming season? Offensive linemen, wide receivers, or linebackers?
Starts up front.
Yep, I agree.
You start the O-line. You bench the linebackers. You know, I'm not saying T-Lander can't do it or Carter can't do it, but they're going to have to speed up a little bit. And cut wide receivers. We're going to be okay in the wide receiver room, I think.
That's the right order. We lost a lot on the offensive line. It worries me because I haven't seen any transfers come in on the O-line yet. So I'm certainly starting the offensive line. I'm going to bench the linebackers. I think we were solid there. We're returning 8 starters off the defense, maybe more. And then I'm going to cut the wide receivers. Yes, we've lost some depth there, but I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to have 4 solid wide receivers come next season.
Come on, Brew.
Brew.
I'm going to go with Spire on that one. I'm going to start linemen. We lose 6 linemen from last season. I'll just be good. But we need to get some. I'm going to bench the linebackers because we need to get some. But bench linebackers because that that kind of hurt us down the stretch, I feel. And then the wide receivers, I think, will be okay if we can get the right guys in there with the right mindset. And I'll just be quiet. I'm very pissed about the bowl game, and it ain't because of a team effort. I think it's because of some individual efforts. But I'll just be good, I guess.
It's a good thing you wasn't there.
Yeah, at least you just watching it on TV.
Yeah, it was cold.
I don't do cold.
Yeah, I'm going to start offensive lineman. Nothing else matters if we can't block. I think replacing Cooper Mays is going to be very, very tough, though.
I do, too. Do we have a big guard from USC coming in to visit this week?
We do.
We do.
He might be in now.
Still, replacing Cooper Mays, man. We've seen the struggles without him in 23, and I think it's going to be – especially, if we go back to running the hurry up, I think it's going to be – It'll be rough,
but, you know, people have done it in the past, you know, replacing good centers. If somebody had to replace Jeff Saturday, you know, one of the greatest centers of all time.
Remember when Peyton called him out?
Oh, yeah. And then Jeff Saturday looked at him and the fear in Peyton's eyes.
Yeah, Peyton showed up pretty quick. I'm gonna bench the linebackers. Lost them in the portal. Like you all said, I like our linebackers. Hopefully Spillman gets healthy, but we need more speed at linebacker. That was very, very obvious against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut the wide receivers. We are hurting here a little bit. Amari helped. We still have Chris Brazel. Maybe we get Brew back. I doubt it, but
got Mike Matthews, buddy.
Never know. Mike Matthews. All right, start bench cut. Who do you want to win the college football playoff?
None of them.
Not who you're predicting. Who do you want to win?
All right, I'm going to go first here.
And there's no Penn State. Ohio, Texas, Notre Dame.
All right, I'm going to go first here. I'm going to go in reverse order. I'm going to cut the University of Ohio. I'm going to cut.
Oh, you got to bench one.
University of Texas.
You have to bench
one. And I'm
going
to cut the University of Notre Dame.
You have to bench one, Spur.
All right.
And you got to start one.
If I got to start one. Oh. I'm going to go religion on here. I'm going to start Notre Dame. They got God on their side. I'm going to bench Texas. And I'm cutting the University of Ohio. Screw you all.
Yeah. I'm going to cut Ohio. I'm going to bench Notre Dame. And Michael Lopez, I know you're listening. This one's for you.
Josh.
Shorthorns, man.
Make him eat that mayonnaise. Yeah, well, let me hear Spanky's.
Well, and this was going to be very controversial to everybody here, but I'm going to start Notre Dame because there's something about them since they don't have Brian Kelly. They're more likable.
I do like their uniforms.
They're more likable now. I ain't going to lie. Like, just to be honest, like, I don't hate them.
I like Freeman.
Mm-hmm. I like Freeman. Too. Yeah. They got a little swagger, too.
Yeah. Then I'm going to bench Ohio.
Whoa.
Only because
get the hell out.
No, you tell you my reasoning. Here's my reasoning. Because I honestly feel, and it's just how I feel, they are the best team in the country. They are the best team that money can buy, with plus good 10 years of solid recruiting and a good foundation, plus $20 million into a roster. I do think they're the best. And I just like that their fans have to eat crow at the same time. Because they all wanted Ryan Day fired, and I guess they don't want him fired no more. So, in the sense, it's kind of bittersweet a little bit. It's like you're getting what you want when you really didn't want it. And then I'm going to cut Texas because they ain't no UT.
If I had a real vote, it would be none of these, and it wouldn't be Penn State either.
So yeah, I wouldn't start to
Can they all lose?
No, dadgummit, I said it out loud.
I'm going to start Notre Dame. Can't believe I'm saying it. But I picked them, though.
You did.
You did.
So
we all called you dumb, too. And then
I hate all these teams. I'm going to bench the Shorthorns of Texas, and I'm going to cut the Ohio University.
I'm glad three of the, out of four of us are on the same page.
Yeah.
You can tell which one of them didn't go to Ohio.
That's true. That's true.
You didn't experience that. It was nice and warm up there.
Their fans, they weren't bad until they knew they were going
to
win.
Until after the game, they was trying to fight everybody.
They told Coach Ryan Jackson that he wished he fell down the stairs, which I didn't know whether to laugh at or be mortified by.
That's actually pretty funny.
All right, start bench cut. These SEC men's basketball teams other than Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, Kentucky. It's a tough one.
I'm going to start Auburn. You got Bruce Pearl there, man. They're always good. They're going to be physical. They're going to shoot their lights out. I'm going to bench Bama. And then Kentucky got beat last night by Mississippi State.
Georgia,
sorry.
Bulldogs.
Yeah,
Bulldogs.
It's the right order.
Bulldogs on his mind.
Auburn may be the most complete team in the country right now. They're playing well. They'll probably be ranked number one next week. I'm going to start them. I'm going to bench Alabama as much as I don't want to. And Kentucky's going to get my cut. I think Kentucky's going to struggle more this season than what their ranking is right now. They got a new coach and a new system, so they're getting my cut.
Not so fast, Spur, but that is the perfect order. I'm going to go start.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. You done that right. Thank you.
No, I did it my way, and that's the only way. But I'm going to start Auburn because of Bruce Pearl. You know, we all love Bruce Pearl. I just hate the way it went down, poor guy. But then I'm going to bench Alabama and then cut Kentucky because screw Kentucky.
He's agreed with me twice, even though I agreed with you twice as well.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He just hates giving me credit. That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to start Auburn. I'm going to bench Kentucky. I'm going to cut the football school, or used to be football school.
Dynasty's over.
Dynasty's over. Of the Elephants. Pretty tough question, though, especially early.
Yeah, this early. SEC stacked this year, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's going to be a fun.
SEC basketball's turned into SEC baseball. There's like seven teams in the top 10 already, I believe it is.
Yep. Six or seven.
Pretty incredible.
They're going to be good, man. It's going to be a good season.
Today is Elvis Presley's birthday.
I hate you for this.
My gosh.
Start bench cut.
The king, baby.
These Elvis songs. Love how I throw some gospel in there too.
To make it
really hard. Amazing Grace. How great thou art, or Suspicious Minds.
I can't. It was so hard.
All
man.
Head of trip.
I'm gonna start Amazing Grace, his voice on that song, man. That's my favorite hymn. And then I don't know how you cut one of these. I'm gonna bench How Great Thou Art. And I'm gonna cut. Suspicious.
I'm starting How Great Thou Art. I'm benching Amazing Grace. I'm cutting Suspicious Minds. Just to get through it.
Yeah. I'm starting everyone up.
It was hard, man. I couldn't.
You can't make me cut the king, baby. You can't make me cut him.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
I ain't cutting the king. Damn it! Then he ain't gonna make me.
Then you went Vince McMahon there on a spoonful.
No,
eat some mayonnaise.
Look
then.
Here, and look. I thought we could have put some more. Songs on, I just love
it. Eat some of that Will Levis right there.
Yeah, you need some.
But when he sings in How Great Thou Art right there at the end, when he holds that chord, it's just so beautiful. And
I like
majestic.
How he puts a T on the D. My God.
And how great thou art.
I'm not making fun.
Elvis is the best singer known to mankind. Everybody knows how I feel about him. I hope to go to Graceland one day.
Still alive.
Yeah, Real Fam will be at Graceland. I'm just saying.
And look, even though Blue Christmas is a sad song, it's my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah. The Real Fam would have went to Graceland. It's Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it just happens. I'm too busy, and I don't like long car rides. And I'm trying to find a flight from Knoxville to Memphis.
The
like
Real
a straight
Fam
shot.
Went to Ohio.
What? It's Mikey. I'll talk to you about it after the show.
What? I can't find a straight flight.
Let me ask you a question, Spanky.
What?
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so we had a playoff game in Ohio a week before you went to the Broncos-Bengals game.
Yes.
Why couldn't you go to Tennessee game?
I had
a real fan would have been.
I had Little League games, and I was off the week
Colin
of the Broncos
sick.
And Cincinnati game.
Calling sick.
I can't call in sick when I'm coaching.
Thank him.
It's about the kids.
Can't argue about the kids. And I went to watch the Broncos make the playoffs for the first time in 9 years.
And they lost.
And they didn't do it, but they did it the next week, which made it better.
Because you wasn't there.
Now, look, I will say I really wasn't pissed leaving the stadium because I feel like I witnessed the best game of football I ever watched in my life in person.
That's the NFL. It couldn't have been that good.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to start How Great Thou Art. And I think it's the best version of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench Amazing Grace, which is all. It's also Elvis's version is the best of all time.
It is.
I'm going to cut Suspicious Minds.
That's such a good song.
Love it,
we
though.
We can't go on together.
Knew that was coming.
With Suspicious Minds.
You should have brought you. Why didn't you wear your Elvis costume?
It's too cold. I'd have cut the shirt wide open.
Get a bite of mayonnaise, Spanky.
Okay.
A big one.
Spanky's got to eat mayonnaise.
Elvis used to eat mayonnaise on his sandwich.
Eat that Will Levis right there.
That was a little bite.
He was supposed to eat a bowl of mayonnaise.
I will say that last throw of Will Levis's career at Tennessee was a beauty.
It was ugly, and he didn't know where it was going.
Nope.
I don't think he knew where any of them were.
He's lucky that dude just ran under it. It was so funny. I was like,
even the announcers laughed.
All right, Star Bench Cut, if you could bring in any ex-Vol to help coach this Tennessee football team, whether it be assistant, coordinator, position coach, consultant, whatever, who would it be? Peyton Manning, Jason Witten, Gerard Mayo.
All right, so I'm going to start Gerard Mayo here. Hold on, listen.
Okay, I'll listen.
I think he could get these linebackers where they need to be. Honestly, God, do. Our tight ends are doing all right, man. I think Jason Witten could help a lot, though. Don't get me wrong, with the offensive scheme and how to get the tight ends more involved instead of, you know, once every 2 or 3 weeks. But, you know. And then Peyton's already on campus. Oh, he's a phone call away, man. You know Heupel's in his ear. You know everybody else is in his ear. I mean, come on.
I'm going to start Jason Witten because I think he'll be an excellent tight ends and receivers coach. So I think that's what we've been lacking this year. I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. I'm going to bench Gerard Mayo. I think he'd be a great defensive mind. But there's a reason why he's been fired from New England after one season. And I kind of dug into it a little bit.
Terrible talent.
He didn't have any talent, but at the same time, it was in his contract that he was supposed to replace Belichick. So it was almost forced upon them to hire him. He had never been a coordinator before. I didn't realize that. So I love Gerard Mayo, so I hope he does well. I'll be laying somewhere. I'll be laying right here at Tennessee. And I'm going to cut Peyton Manning because I think bringing him on staff will be a huge distraction from everything else that's going on.
Here's my order with it. What is Peyton Manning? What is he? He's a perfectionist. What has this team needed the past few years? They needed a perfectionist, somebody who's not going to let the little things slide through the cracks, and I feel like that has been Tennessee's Achilles heel, is the little things.
That's a big word for and you, Spanky.
I do think that has been Tennessee's downfall, is we let the little things get through the cracks, and then the little things become big things. So I think Peyton Manning should be the offensive coordinator for the University of Tennessee. I think it would, even though Heupel calls the plays, but Peyton's there to get the sheet of music and make everything in a row.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to stop you. Yeah, so the first game against whoever we play, let's just say it's against Syracuse.
Okay. Yes.
First game against Syracuse, Peyton Manning's your offensive coordinator. We only put up 24 points. Okay. Everybody, and I mean everybody, turns their back on Peyton Manning.
We can't have that.
We cannot have that.
Also, let's just go a different
turn their back on Gerard Mayo and Jason Witten. And
Peyton can't even go to a baseball game without the loss getting blamed on him.
Let's just go a different route. Let's just say that Peyton Manning comes on as an assistant, and then we lose two games. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, everybody's saying, why isn't Peyton our head coach?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and
it's a distraction.
Well, that's not the question here, is who would be better. I think Peyton would be better. It's not his fault that our fan base is so psychotic and crazy the way they are, that they want to blame little things that don't matter on things instead of working on the things that do matter, make them better. But no, let's worry about the non-little things. But I'm going to start Peyton Manning, and I'm going to bench Gerard Mayo because as long as Tim Banks is on campus, he's our DC. But if he somehow leaves, Gerard Mayo is a good second option. He's a good second option. I hate to cut Jason Witten because he does have coaching experience. I just like the other two choices a lot better.
Hot take, I would take Mayo over Banks right now.
I think I would too.
And that's nothing against Banks. I mean, you can't play for him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to start Gerard Mayo. Plenty of coaching experience. Obviously, playing experience. I think we could use his defensive mind. I'm going to bench Jason Witten. plenty of coaching experience there too. He's been coaching high school for the last several years, mm-hmm. down in Texas. I'm going to cut Peyton Manning. Peyton don't want to coach here. I respect his reasonings why. So, and he's also
exactly
got,
why.
Josh just touched on it.
He's also got the least coaching experience of these three.
And so, he doesn't need to coach. That's just it.
Why would you?
Don't get me wrong. If Peyton Manning, I would obviously love
well,
to.
Yeah,
but the role that Peyton Manning plays right now at UT Sports is probably the ideal role for mm-hmm. him. You know, he's there. Like you said, he's a phone call away. He's a consultant without being a consultant.
Yes.
Cameron says Fulmer or Manning.
If you had to pick somebody to be the face of Tennessee, like just the university, to me, number one is Peyton Manning. He's the face.
Pat Summit, then Peyton.
He would go Pat first.
I like Peyton a little better. But
I still want him to win. Start Mitch Cut.
No, absolutely not.
We could do Pat Neyland.
Don't do that to me.
Who being
Pat Neyland?
John Ward.
Yeah. John Ward.
John Ward.
Tony Vitello.
Speaking of John Ward, Mike Keefe, come on home.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who are we going to hire for our...
Hey, Bob Kesslin got some sort of Broadcaster of the Year award.
Well, participation trophy.
You would be proud.
I would be proud.
Let's thank Hound Dogs Knoxville for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee sports store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, or your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com.
You know, they give me an award just for working 20 years at my job, too.
Now, this was like a big national award.
Mm-hmm. Because he's been there so long?
Mm-mm. Elite. Let's play one word. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Spanky, you need a bite, buddy. Mm.
Get you a big one.
No, you don't take big ones. They'll hurt your stomach.
Hot.
Disgusting.
We're good for a little bit.
He won't eat cereal. He won't eat pizza. He won't eat hamburgers.
He'll eat pizza. It's got to be special. Okay.
Oh, God.
But he'll eat a damn mow of mayonnaise.
It
makes no sense.
I had one of them double bacon sandwiches.
It's all over his mouth.
From Sonic Mingo. He had mayonnaise on it, too.
Coach Ryan Jackson says Peyton Manning would be the same thing as Deion Sanders. You might get some great players because they are the coach, but they aren't going to win you a title.
Nope, I agree.
All right, one word. Texas men's basketball.
Durant.
Bounce back.
Barnes.
I put X for Barnes. I'll go X. The Longhorns.
Down.
Semifinal.
Vagina.
You just got Josh fired.
Oh, sorry.
No, not Josh, me.
Jesus Christ. I'm just going to go short. I'm going to go short. Hey, yeah. Our show's called Vols Deep. We don't have too many standards here.
Well, that's a medical term.
Facts. Scientific.
It's in the health book.
The LSU Lady Tigers.
Reese.
Reese is a good one.
That was a good one.
Purple.
Consistent.
Purple, yellow. Yeah, I'm going to go elite. They're good. They're very, very good.
Always.
Kim Mulkey, LSU girls basketball coach.
Crazy.
Wardrobe.
Damn it. All right. I thought I was going to be a good one for me.
Peacock.
I'm going to go tantrums.
Yeah, that was my next one, too. Because she can throw some tantrums. Golly.
She can throw some tantrums.
Reminds me of that little kid on Opie off of Andy Griffith Show, man. He's lazy on the floor and starts throwing himself around.
I'm just waiting for one of them girls' coaches' heels to break when they start that jump.
I've got to the point to where I dislike Kim Mulkey so bad I like her.
I can't stand her.
You like to hate her, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to hate her.
I can't stand her.
I can't stand her either, but.
Tennessee Titans first round pick.
Trade.
That was mine. Dadgummit.
If you don't, I mean, you're going to screw it up either way. So I might as well trade and get something out of it.
Yeah, I'd probably
trade it for a loaf of bread and a jar of mayonnaise for Will Levis.
They're going to screw it up.
They're going to screw it up. Disaster.
Genty.
No,
you don't go number one overall with Ashton Genty.
Okay, so who are we talking about?
We're talking about Hunter, Sanders, or Travis Hunter.
There's nobody.
What team are we talking about?
I wouldn't
about?
Take Sanders, but I could see taking
No,
Hunter.
What team are we talking about?
The Tennessee Titans are
number one
overall.
Okay, there we go. That's my point.
It's true.
They're going to take some.
Or they're going to take Clark Smith from Wichita State University.
long snapper. That's right. Place kicker.
They're going to draft somebody that's not draft eligible.
Yeah, the water boy or something. Yeah. I'm just going to say sorry for whoever has to go to that piece of shit organization.
Golly. You know, we love our Titans, but
no, we don't.
They are a train wreck right now.
Technically, the Bengals are almost as close to us as the Titans are.
I would go watch the Bengals over the Titans in a heartbeat.
Honestly, you can say the same thing about the Falcons in Atlanta. So
I would too. Well, who wants to go to Atlanta? If you go to Atlanta, you're in Atlanta for at least 4 hours. Like, you've not left Atlanta in 4 hours if you go to Atlanta.
Don't matter what time.
August 30th, we'll be there.
Yeah. You going with
us?
August 30th, come on.
I'll write it down. I'll put it somewhere.
We're going to tailgate. We're going to 29th. We're going down a day early.
Joshua Dobbs and Juwan Jennings combo.
Elite.
I bet he ain't going down a day early.
Repeat. I want to see it again.
9ers.
That's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think that?
Yeah, I think of a 49ers jersey.
I'm just going to go memories.
I just wish Jennings hadn't got ejected early in the game.
That was
25 yards away from 1,000.
And it wasn't even him.
They was like, well, I know it was two, but he was like 25 yards away from the play.
He did pancakes. It's football, man.
I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I mean, I don't think he should have thrown.
He's taking him to the bus.
All right, Spanky, it's time for another thing of mayonnaise there, big dog. We've got to holding you to the standard. The current state of Tennessee football program.
Great. Not elite. Great.
Go ahead, Spanky.
Pretty good.
That's two words.
That's two words.
Good.
Pretty good.
Fragile.
Ooh.
Yes, we have some fragile folks around it that wants this team to break.
Well, that's okay. I'll give you that one.
That's our fan base, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said the organization.
I'm going to go adapting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go adapting.
That's a good word. That is a very good word. Proud of you.
We're on the rise.
Yeah.
Improving.
That's why I didn't put us up there.
I'm just scared to death that if we don't improve, that this that it will become fragile.
The transfer portal.
Money.
Students.
Ruined.
I'm gonna redo mine. Freedom.
Ruined. It's ruined college football.
It has not.
Yeah, I honestly believe it has.
No, it hasn't.
I can go on a rant.
Let's go on it.
Okay, fine. It ain't. People want to say it's NIL that has ruined college football. No, it's the dang transfer portal, and that because there's no like limitation on it. Like literally, a guy could literally just leave a team midseason. I think the best thing we do for college football is just make them employees. You have a contract. You honor that contract. If you don't want to honor that contract, you pay a buyout. And I do think if they would limit the transfer portal, it would stop all of this people leaving left and right stuff. I think if you would just set it at a certain limit of how many times you can do it, it cut most of this stuff out.
I do believe this was the best year of college football of all time. And it's because of parity in a transfer portal and allowing these freshmen and sophomores who didn't get playing time to take their skills elsewhere. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's bad for college football. I think it hurts high school kids.
I think
coming into college. I just think overall it's not good. I think it's the sole purpose.
I think there should be a happy medium with it. I think there should be a, you know, a one-time transfer, you enter the transfer portal. I don't think you should be able to do what, who was it done this past year? Defensive end left us and went to Louisville and then Miami. And
Harrison Bailey, one of those 15, I believe it is.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
I do also agree with your contract statement, though. I wouldn't mind to see some sort of contract. I don't know if it should be a four-year contract or a two-year contract and then renew for two more. But
they're going to have to regulate it somehow.
They're going to have to.
It's going to get out of control. I can see where it would.
And I think it's stupid that they end it right before bowl season. Like, I'm sorry, people, but when did a bowl game not become a game? And I feel like that is
when we expanded to 12 teams.
Well, it's been like that even a few years before that.
Yeah.
And I feel like they just been opting out of these bowl games. No, your team still has a game, so you should be obligated to be there for your team's game. Like, and then you get people, especially on Tennessee's team, who we get down by a big lead and they decide they just want to check themselves out of the game because, I got a future in the pros. You know what? Screw you. We didn't need you anyway.
I didn't see that happen in Tennessee.
And I did.
Who?
Who?
That didn't happen on Tennessee's team.
You want to bet?
Which one?
In between 5 and 7.
Number 6?
I don't know what that one's going to ruffle some feathers there, Spanky.
I don't know about that one, Spanky.
Now, you can... I'll just be quiet, I guess. You can say nagging injuries all you want.
I wonder how far behind we are, because we're probably about to probably get his comments on that.
That, that was courtesy of Austin Swint. You can look him up on Facebook. We know him as Spanky.
Come at me, bro.
I'm going to go with his bipolar for the portal. I have a war wrote down too. Chaz Lanier.
Pure.
Oh, damn it.
Did I get you again? We think so much
NBA.
Alike.
NBA.
Baller.
I'll just go with elite. I had pure.
Really?
Yeah, I had pure. Super Bowl.
Somebody that's never won one.
Who?
The Detroit Lions.
That's our question for later on. Now I know what you're going to answer.
That's what you think.
Rigged.
Broncos.
Broncos. Good. I'm going to go Bills. I'm rolling with the Bills.
Oh, we were doing that. Okay, Chiefs.
I like the Bills.
That's not who I think is going to win it.
Freedom Motors is owned and operated by Chris Looper.
I was going with Freedom Motors.
Top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they can even deliver it right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling.
Inventory. That's my answer for Freedom Motors. Check them out.
Let's check the comment box. Cameron says, I believe NIL has ruined all of college sports. Most don't want that ring or that name of champions. They want the money.
And then what do they do when someone else offers them money? Where do they hop in? The portal.
I think in order to help fix this problem is you get as many in-state kids as you can that care about wearing the orange. Because I think it means more to in-state kids anyway. Justin says it needs a cap.
I think that's coming. I've seen a $20 million figure. Is that what you're a post of all daddy?
Yeah, I think it's 21 or 20.5 or 21.5.
But that's
something.
Spread across all sports.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard for us.
It's hard to cap a free market. They
can put whatever rule they want there, but.
I'm telling you, best way to do it, contracts. Do contracts.
Yeah, we're going to start putting that shit in cookout bags.
Coach Ryan Jackson said that Juwan Jennings should have been the MVP in the Super Bowl. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. Yeah. Coach Ryan Jackson says he agrees with Spanky on the number between 5 and 7.
No, I don't know if he's talking about that part.
The timing.
That's bad timing on his part.
The timing, I think he does agree with that, but he can clarify if he wants to. Feel free to hit our TikTok stuff. I can't see our TikTok stuff tonight for some weird reason. Let us know how many likes we're up to.
Somebody says, do y'all think there's a chance y'all beat the Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spur beats. How many likes? How many hearts are we up to on there?
8,100
8,100 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there.
Ohio fans are still in there.
Still in there. We appreciate you all, Ohio fans. Yep.
Thank you for supporting us, Ohio fans.
Yep. Thank you for listening to that segment presented by VFL Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. Stephen is from my hometown. He's a Vol for Life, literally the best real estate agent you will find in East Tennessee. He's done over 500 real estate transactions in the last 3 years. Helping former NFL great and Super Bowl champion Rodney Harrison and his family purchase their Knoxville home. Stephen played 3 seasons as a walk-on under Philip Fulmer and his senior year under Lane Kiffin. Went to UT as a wide receiver, moved to backup punter his junior year, finished his senior year at running back. Text or call Stephen anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number. We'll be right back. Sit tight. Still a lot for us to do and discuss. Share this out for your friends. We appreciate it.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're going to be on top. We're on ball. Bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're on ball. Bring it on. We're on ball. Bring it on. The Vol Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on. Butch and crew.
This we're on commercials.
All right, TikTok was entertained there.
Yeah, they were.
You know, one time as a kid, I had a Samoan tattoo, Sharpie on me.
You ain't ever got a tattoo before?
Contest. My project was how to do Spanky. A Samoan tattoo.
Eat some mayonnaise, Spanky. Eat some mayonnaise.
You done a 4-H?
We are back. Still a lot to do for tonight's episode of Vols Deep Podcast. We have the duel next. We need all of our listeners for that. We need your votes. After that, we'll be getting into our college football pick'ems for a chance at a $25 gift card, courtesy of Hound Dogs, and some cool stuff from the Vol Navy as well. Stick around. We'll tell you all about that. We're going to see who has to dip in the cup of misfortune.
Me.
How about this?
The suspense, sir.
How about this? I have a solution.
Well, they've waited 3 weeks.
Instead of drawing out of that cup...
I'm not eating that mayonnaise.
I'm not eating that mayonnaise.
This person out there, mate.
I've had enough Will Levis for 1 year.
All right, let's play the duel. Josh, Spanky, Spur will battle it out over 5 tough questions. This is listener voted, so in the comments you must cast your vote for Josh, Spanky, or Spur, whoever you think is winning the duel. Now, I can't see the TikTok comment, so y'all going to have to help me there.
No, I go to TikTok.
And I need no lies.
Oh, there's 4 for Josh already.
Yep.
I need no lies.
None for Spanky.
It was good.
All right, question one. Let us know in the comments. We want to hear from you. Who is winning the Super Bowl this year?
The Detroit Lions and the Fighting Dan Campbells. They have it all. They have the grit. They have the toughness. They got the offense and the defense. I think they get it done this year.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm going to tell you why.
I don't run fast. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me tell you why. The NFL is not going to allow that to happen. We've seen it time and time again this year. It will be the Chiefs in a three-peat because the NFL has a favorite team, just like the Patriots were in the early 2000s.
Yeah, Josh cut me off there because he knew I was going with the Chiefs. So if I can't go with the Chiefs since I have to pick something different, it's the Bills' year this year. They're the most talented team in the NFL. Josh Allen's going to get it done. He's been right there. It is the Bills' time to win it all. Super Bowl champions, Buffalo Bills.
I like
it. I'm calling it. Both of them are getting upset in round one and round two, and I'll just leave it at that.
Your Broncos ain't winning nothing.
Yeah, you didn't. No one picked us to get here, but by God, we here.
Actually,
a lot of people.
You're right. I didn't.
I'm a believer.
God, these Ohio fans. Somebody
had to get in. You know,
these Ohio fans. They're just. I think they're trying to spell Josh, but they keep saying O-H.
They probably are. They can't spell.
They can't spell.
They cannot spell.
It's like the line. Yeah. Josh.
They're the Kentucky misfits. Big Lenny says the Chiefs.
He agrees.
Cameron's already voting for Spanky. Coach Ryan Jackson says the Steelers.
They've looked rough the last month.
We'll see.
Ryan, for your sake, buddy, hope you're right. But you ain't right.
I do like Tomlin.
I do too.
I do like
you
Tomlin.
You love 500?
They're better in the playoffs than they are in the regular season.
You love above 500 Tomlin? As soon as he gets over 500, like above 500, he mailed it in.
He's playoff Tomlin.
He mailed it in. Well, I got my winning record, boys.
Here's another comment from TikTok. A lot less talk than before the OSU game. Oh. We've been talking nonstop. They didn't want to say anything to us, though.
No, they didn't.
Can you just slide, like, just keep sliding through your TikToks and watch your dirty videos?
Appreciate the views, though.
Pervert.
Yeah. Go Ryan Jackson says Spanky is the Jesse Ventura of this crew.
Hey. I ain't tried to start a union now, have I?
Ball daddy.
What?
You have to get the Spank to restart it.
Go restart TikTok.
Oh, let me get up.
Damn, I was about to talk about those Ohio people.
Now we've got the Ravens from Eric.
Hey, honey, this is Old Spanky.
And Sonny's already voting.
The Ravens are going to choke like they always do.
Think so?
Yeah.
I got to fix this camera, man.
Ravens are going to choke on that big old.
Something like that? That should work. You know how to do it, Spanky. All right. Who in the Final Four is winning the college football national championship?
Man.
Don't do it.
As much.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
As much as I hate to say this.
Don't do it, Josh.
It's going to cost me the duel. I know it is. But Ohio has looked the best out of the four teams that are left. And you could say that.
They have looked the best.
They have ran both of their opponents out of the stadium.
Coach Ryan Jackson agrees with you.
And I hate to say it, man, because I can't stand those pricks from up north, man. But they have looked good in the playoffs. I can't doubt that.
Listen, as much as it pains me to say, it's the University of Ohio. They're playing far better than anyone else right now. They embarrassed us, let's admit it, in Oregon. Texas should be no match for them, but it's going to be a home atmosphere for Texas if the fans can make it there because it's supposed to snow 4 inches in Dallas tomorrow. So we'll see.
4 inches is a lot of hair.
Yeah, it is, man.
But – to you Ohio fans that may or not be listening to us on TikTok now, you owe this man right here, the Vol Daddy Luke Jackson, a big fat thank you. Because if it wasn't for Vol Daddy Luke Jackson, who lit a fire underneath your all's asses, Ohio wouldn't be where they are right now. I think you got to give Tennessee fans credit.
They'd still be part of the
waking
union.
You all up, because you all were dead to the world until we started talking our crap.
That's true.
That's very true. You should have just kept your mouth shut.
Luke, you deserve a championship ring once Ohio wins this championship.
Eric Ainged us.
You did.
My apologies. Spanky?
I hate to say it.
Cameron says Texas.
Hate to say it, but they're right. Ohio.
Did we all three just agree?
We all three just agreed. But here's my thing with Ohio.
They're not just the best team in the country. People want to think nowadays you can build a national powerhouse off of NIL and transfer portal. No, you can't. Look at Ole Miss.
They just did.
I'll tell you this. What has Ohio State had the past 15 years?
$20 million roster this year. That's what they've got.
No, past 15 years. They've had top five recruiting for the past 15 years. That is a solid foundation to build upon. Plus, that kind of money in the transfer portal will get you there. If you can have good depth and a solid base of recruiting, you can become one of them national powers. Now, or you could just go out and say, hey, I'm just going to spend all these money on these starters. Well, then you become Ole Miss, who has all these high power toys, and then your toys break and you ain't got no other toys to play with. So,
I'm confused. Who did he pick?
Big Lenny. Big Lenny says Penn State. I don't think so. I would like that, but
Michael Dr. on TikTok, he's an Ohio fan, says Texas and Oregon have a higher paid roster. I'm gonna call BS.
I don't know.
Oregon's uniform count as their roster.
You look at these sites and all of them's different, so it's hard to know what's. Yeah. I think all of it's.
They're all up there.
I think all of it's a pretty lock.
They both have a nicer stadium.
And generic. You know, yeah. There's probably so much money out there not even accounted for.
Stadium whenever we're done.
Yeah. That is true.
If Jeremy Pruitt would have just had two more years, he could have been a national powerhouse with his McDonald bags.
Oh, shut Jesus up. Christ. Don't
I'm
say that.
I'm just saying.
Sonny says, I live in South Bend, so go Irish for the parties.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Question three, who is the biggest surprise team in the NFL this season?
Not even a question, baby. We are mile high, baby. We're riding that high. Coach Sean Payton, Bo Nix, baby. Let's go.
It's Tampa Bay.
No, it ain't it Tampa, Tampa Bay. It's Bay. The Broncos. Nobody picked
Baker them. Mayfield has far surpassed what anyone thought he could do after replacing Tom Brady. He is brought in not just as a Band-Aid, but he was brought in as a Band-Aid, but he's made this team to the playoffs. He's the number three seed. I see them winning this weekend and perhaps upsetting the Eagles in round two. So, my surprise team in the NFL is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's a lie. It's the Broncos.
That's who I'm cheering for.
9 years without going to playoffs, that's who I'm cheering and we for. Make it with a rookie quarterback,
I
baby.
I tell you, man. You know, Spur has a great answer. I knew what Spanky was going to say as soon as I seen the question. My answer, man, is the Washington Redskins. Nobody would ever thought they would.
They ain't even a team. The Washington Redskins are not a team.
The Commanders. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Disqualified.
Anyway.
It's like spelling dog in a spelling bee when the answer's cat.
Jaden Daniels. Great year. He threw for 25 touchdowns, and he rushed for six more.
What's that,
and
man?
He won 10 games as a rookie.
He's going to lose in round one to the daggum Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, we're going
to
find out.
Spanky, you need some more mayonnaise real fast, okay. Follower.
You want to know who's not a surprise this year? I'll tell you which team's not a surprise this year. That's those kids, Tennessee Titans, because we knew exactly what they were.
We are who they thought they were.
Draft Bill Levis again. Golly. Still one of the worst things I've ever seen on TV in my whole life was when the Titans traded up to get Will Levis.
Why would you
as
trade up?
As soon as they traded up, I was sick because I already knew.
I was on the phone with you.
I think you was, and you heard it. Coach, I think I said a few choice words that would get me canceled if I say I'm here.
Coach, we made a good first-round pick, baby, in Bo Nix. I am a Bo Lever.
I wish you would shut up, Bo.
Coach Ryan says, spank you with the technicality.
Technicality.
Ryan, you know you're going to call him the Redskins forever.
Jonathan
and ever.
Says, Josh won the duel. It ain't over
it
yet.
It ain't over yet, damn it.
It ain't over yet.
That's a vote for me.
Come on, Rip. He pulled my hair.
Question four. What does Josh Heupel have to do in order to improve this Tennessee football team for 2025?
Go back to 2022.
Damn it.
Get some offensive scheme that he ran then. And put it in, man. You have the film. Put it in. You know the plays. Put it in. You got the guys to do it. Put it in.
My goodness. I almost said the same thing.
He has to have big balls
like he did in 2022.
He's gonna get
canceled. I'm not saying anything bad. All I said was put it in.
Yeah, and then he said big balls. So y'all canceled.
It's the same thing. We had to go back to having big balls like we did in 2022. Let's air it out. Get back to the super quick, high-tempo offense that sets us apart from the rest of the NCAA. Make teams fear our tempo again. We've gotten away from what has made us different. So we had to go back to an up tempo. Let's not take no mercy. What he has to do.
Keeping the main thing the main thing. We are under Heupel's offense, historically high powered up tempo offense. Mm-hmm. We need to keep that the main thing. We don't need to add new wrinkles in.
So you're agreeing. We're not adding new wrinkles. We're adding old wrinkles that were already there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's what I said.
We need to add new wrinkles. I'm trying to talk here, damn it.
You're just agreeing with me.
No, because I'll tell you why my point's better here in just a minute.
Unplug his mic.
Because we are not keeping the main thing the main thing. And until we do that,
what's the main thing?
We're just going to keep up tempo, spreading it out over the field. You know, if we're going to have a good defense, our defense has to be able to produce to help our offense.
You want
to
know what I want to see?
Our defense.
I want to see a wide receiver screen to the outside again. I don't think I've seen it all season.
I want to see a fake punt.
Yeah, that's coming to
me. We've been calling for that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen eventually.
No, it's not. He's not the type.
But I'm just saying, man, it's simple. You already have everything there in front of you. You've done it in 22. Why can't you do it now? You're the mastermind behind all this. Do it.
Eric says open the playbook. Cameron says play calling. Tempo.
Yep.
Big Lenny says big lineman domination of the lines. All right. Question 5. If you could change one position coach or coordinator on this football team, which change are you making?
Easiest like one out of all of them. It's the easiest question. Easiest one.
Yeah.
Wide receivers. Wide receiver coach. Something's going on in
the
room.
Who is he? Name him.
Pope.
Okay, I'm surprised.
Don't ask me first now. I just know Coach Pope. Something's going on in that receiver room. If they're dropping like flies, which that might say something about their character, but that's fine. But if they're dropping like flies, there's something going on there. There's something going on in that receiver room, and I think it needs to get to the bottom of it.
Did you read my notes? Because I said I like the guy, but when there's smoke, there's fire. It's Kelce Pope. If a wide receiver say they don't like playing for you, then there's a reason for that. He's a great recruiter, but a wide receivers just have not developed like they should have the last couple of seasons. So it sucks.
I agree, but I'm going to go a little bit different.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Glenn Irby, or however you say his name.
Ellerby,
whatever. But
this is weird, too, because him and Heupel's been together for like 12 years.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Yeah. Man, we just had no – I don't know what you'd say it or what you'd call it. We just had no fire up front, like Spanky would say, this year. We could run the ball. We couldn't pass protect several lives. There was no adjustments. Nico's running for his life against Ohio up there. Yeah, I know. I see you talking crap in there. I always.
Yeah. But y'all kicked our ass. We admit it.
We admit it. Go home.
Yeah. Y'all got a game to worry about in a couple of days.
For once, I'm not going to blame the O-line coach, because at the end of the day, Jimmy's and Joe's will only get you so far.
I understand that, but if the quarterback catches the snap and is immediately getting hit, there's a problem.
Yeah.
He can't get it to his receivers.
Yeah, but the coach ain't on the field doing that.
I understand that.
At
the coach
some point,
is not on the field catching those balls. Either, is he?
At some point, it's the
you
Jimmy's
made,
and Joe's.
You just made my points, Mikey.
Yeah, at some point, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. Well, have you ever thought about maybe the ones that coach put on the field is the best Jimmy's and Joe's he has on the practice field, too? That's probably saying something. That's bad, then.
We could go round and round. But
he's probably just looking around going, oh, shit. Like –
We was going into the season, we talked about our wide receiver room and how deep it was.
Mm-hmm.
We seen Mike Matthews all of 10 snaps this year, and most of those come in the playoff game.
We're going to see him a lot more next season, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying about Kelce Pope, but I think it starts up front, man.
We've got a bunch of votes for the wide receiver coach. Sonny says win a damn big road game.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, because I'm tired of going and losing.
Maybe if we just showed up in orange jerseys.
Big Lenny says O-line coach. Anything good on TikTok?
Yeah, you just got to use a search bar.
Mine won't work.
No, can't do that.
Mine won't work, buddy. All right, bonus question.
You can find things on X, too.
Believe me, I know.
Bonus question. Let us know in the comments. Who's winning the duel? Did Elvis Presley fake his own death?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He was murdered. He was murdered by a jealous husband.
And he was murdered by a husband? You know, by his husband?
No, he was murdered by a jealous husband.
He was not gay, Spanky.
No, a jealous husband. Do y'all not get that? He was sleeping around with every married woman in Memphis. They all had a plot out to kill him.
Listen, not only did he fake his own death.
No, he didn't.
He is still the pastor at the Household of Faith Church.
Mr. Bob Joyce himself.
His name is Bob Joyce, a.k.a. Elvis. He's the pastor. Mm-hmm. He has the same aneurysms, the same facial features, the same markings, the same birthmark. He's been seen at Graceland along with family of Elvis. He's attended Priscilla's weddings, et cetera, et cetera. You know, did you know Elvis's cousin, Billy West, said that Elvis was not in the casket? That was not Elvis that was in that casket.
Well, you know they moved his body, right? They moved it.
Yeah, they took out life insurance policies before he died. Mm-hmm. They took out his life insurance policy before he passed away. Hmm. I believe that Elvis was in the CIA and federal government, mm-hmm. and that he needed witness protection from the mafia. Mm-hmm. And they done what they could do, and Elvis is still alive today, and you can go see him anytime you want to at the Fellowship Baptist Church right there in Benton, Arkansas.
Spanky, did you know they misspelled his name on his birth certificate and headstone?
Yeah, his name's misspelled on his headstone. You can go see it right now.
I knew it was misspelled.
Mm-hmm. There's only one reason why they do it. And if you do that, then you fix it. And they didn't fix it.
You know there's an airplane missing, Spanky? Do you know there's pictures missing, personal belongings missing?
He was seen after the funeral in his own swimming pool.
Hey, what was his church called?
Spanky's about to drive to Arkansas. Hey, you can stop at Graceland.
He won't go to Graceland, but he'll go to church.
It's Benton, Arkansas.
Household of Faith Church in Benton, Arkansas. The pastor's name is Bob Joyce. Let's go. Let's take a road trip.
No, we can find a plane.
You know,
probably.
Did you elaborate on how Elvis used to sign some autographs? Bob Joyce. He used to use the name Bob Joyce.
He used to use the name Bob Joyce
whenever he would try to be.
And Bob
under
Joyce
the radar.
Has said his own self that you can be whoever you want to be.
You got Spanky.
He's always been
right now.
Exactly who he is.
Joyce with a J.
I'm ready to fight these dudes.
Have you not seen Bob Joyce?
J-O-Y-C-E. Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, he's not seen Bob Joyce.
Oh, here we go.
Save it for after.
Oh dear God.
All right. He has seen Bob Joyce now.
All right, let us know in the comments who you believe won the duel. Spanky is winning right now. Freedom Motors, if you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, work vehicle, or work van, even a boat, look no further than Freedom Motors. Guaranteed financing, and they will give you the absolute best money for your trade-in. They can guarantee financing solely based off the relationship and reputation that they have with the local banks. The owner, Chris Looper, has been in the automotive industry for decades. He only brings the best of the best to his lot. Go see Chris at 7765 Maynardville Pike in Knoxville. We got a second dealership coming as well, I believe.
Oh, really?
Check the Freedom Motors inventory online at freedommotorstn.com.
They'll take care of you for sure.
We're back up to 10,700 likes.
10,700 likes on TikTok.
10.8 now.
On this one.
Where was we at before that?
Couldn't see it before.
It's got to be close to 20. Yeah. So close to 20,000 interactions on TikTok. We appreciate that very much.
Spanky is now hearing Elvis sing for the first time in 20 years. Spanky is going down a rabbit hole tonight, boys.
He ain't
going
to sleep tonight.
Nope.
He
ain't. I didn't.
Once you go down, there's no coming back, Spanky.
Hey, Spanky, believe me. Get you a bite of that mayonnaise there, buddy.
Yeah, Spanky, get you some mayonnaise. Eat some mayonnaise and listen to your Bob. It's time to announce last week's winner of the football pick'em spur. Please let us know who won last week's giveaway.
It was Cameron McCarson from Waverly, Tennessee. He's listening to us tonight. So I've already reached out to him. Valdetti, I sent you his address. So congratulations. He went 9-1 on the week, the only 9-1 we had.
Good deal. We'll get that sent out to you. Oh, by the way, if you want a Vols Deep hat or shirt, message us and we'll get one to you. Here's what the shirt looks like. I don't know how clear it'll be, but.
That's the king.
You think it's him?
Spanky's starting to buy in already.
Oh, man. Let's see. It's hard to get this thing.
It's a very nice shirt, and the hats are awesome as well.
Hats are very comfortable, and I got a big head, so.
Hats look good, so let us know. Send us a message, and we'll get with you. And when there's a winner, that means there must be a loser. Our records for last week's show, I should say, are. And remember, we have bonus points for the bracket.
The king never left the building. He just went to a different location.
Hey, did you know the family said in like 2027 that they're going to release the actual autopsy because it was never released?
Really?
Yep. Okay. I think it was 27.
Yeah, it was 50 years after his death.
JFK file's about to be released soon, too.
No, I think he's redacted on that.
Ooh. Okay. Josh went 9-1. Overall record, 132-57. The Vol Daddy went 8-2. Overall record, 132-61.
Ooh.
Then bonus points are wild. Mm-hmm. I guess if we get a tie, we'll go off the losses. All right. Spanky went 6-4. Spanky's in last place now. 128-59. And then
128 and what?
59. Spur went 5-5.
I had a rough week. But I'm still in first place.
Spanky, you're 128. Sorry. 128-59. Mm-hmm. Spur is 138-55. So Spur is still in first place.
But
we're nipping at you, but well.
I want to give that thing a shake. So Spur will have to draw out of the cup of misfortune right now. He can either do the dare or he has to donate $25 to our charity of St. Jude's Hospital.
There is no eating mayonnaise in here.
Hey, get you another bite. All right, you shaking it?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just going to eat that.
Somebody hold it. What we got, big dog?
Jesus Christ. Send a Valentine's Day card to an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Man. Oh, man.
Yes.
There it is.
Send a Valentine's Day card in January.
Perfect time for that one.
You can't even fucking wait until Valentine's Day is perfect.
I don't know their address is the problem.
Oh, we're going to get it.
We'll get it. We got you.
So, which one are we going with?
I don't know yet.
I got one.
All of them.
All of them. All of them.
So you're going to accept or are you donating?
I always accept, boys. I don't back down from my challenges.
I wish we could see their reactions.
We're going to make this
guys,
big cards. One of the big ones.
Hey, no. Listen. So my most recent ex, I'd got her a Valentine's Day card last year. And when she broke up, whatever we done, she left that at my house and I found it the other day. I still have it.
Resend it.
Resend it.
Feelings are still the same. That might be the one.
Yeah. We'll talk about that more in a minute.
Yes. Good. Good. Coach Ryan Jackson, holy crap, this will be great.
Like you said, though, the only problem is we don't get their reaction.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
Can we send a card?
Well, Spanky had to do something like this.
Spanky didn't do it. We done it for him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, but they still
can we send
that.
A card to Bob Joyce?
Well, let's just go visit him.
I think we should. I'm going to give him a hug.
Spanky, I think Spanky's starting to buy in over here.
Spanky's bought 100% in.
It just took one look, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
No, it wasn't the look. The look was like, yeah, well, it was the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus only made one voice.
All right, game one, football pick'ems. Ryan wants to deliver it.
Okay.
That'd be funny to show up in a little suit. You've been served.
It's Carton Cotley.
My name is Noah.
Yeah.
Ryan, if you can find her, you can deliver it because she ghosted me.
That's funny.
She disappeared. I missed her friend Tammy. There you go.
Did she go get milk?
Yeah. All right, game one. The Los Angeles Chargers at Houston Texans.
Oh, man, that's a tough one to pick. Go ahead, Spur.
Give me the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert's going to be a sleeper in these playoffs. They could be a dangerous team.
Give me the Chargers.
Joshua.
It's at Houston.
Texans are playing good.
They are playing good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't matter. Give me the Chargers.
Wow. I'm gonna go different. I'm gonna go Texans.
Let's see if I pick Houston.
No, I wanted to go Texans for some reason. I think it's because it's a home.
Yeah, well, the Titans beat them at home, so.
Yeah, well, Nico Collins is really good.
It sings my song.
Game two, Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore Ravens.
I just never pick against a Harbaugh anymore.
You doing it now?
Nope.
All right.
Give Ravens. Baltimore.
I didn't realize that until I said it. And then
this is their third time playing this year.
Spangy says Ravens.
Yep.
It's Ravens, yeah. Give me the Ravens. Steelers look like crap right now.
Yeah, I've got the Ravens as well. Denver Broncos at Buffalo Bills.
Bills Mafia.
Hey, you know what that means? That means in the second round of playoffs, we'll get Harbaugh versus Harbaugh.
Ooh.
Go give me Buffalo.
Broncos, not even a question.
You're so full of shit. I'll write it
Look,
down for you.
You remember what happened last time? The Broncos went to Buffalo, and they won. So I don't want to hear.
Wasn't a playoff game.
So? No matter.
So. Game four, Green Bay Packers at Philadelphia Eagles. Is Hurts going to play?
Hurts practiced today fully, so Hurts is good. As a matter of fact, Jordan Love also practiced. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Give me Philly.
Spanky?
Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hell with it. Give me the Packers.
Ooh.
I hope you're right. I can't stand the Eagles.
Game five, the Washington Commanders, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're taking Redskins, aren't you, buddy? You've already called it.
No, he can take them all he wants.
You see what I brought down.
I do. I'm taking
give
the
me
Bucks.
Give me a sec.
I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Hey, time out.
What?
I'm protesting.
You protesting?
Well, he protesting.
Every pick'em this year that he said the Redskins should not count because the Redskins are not a team, so they're not a pick. I want a booth review.
Technically,
I said
they were wrote down. They were wrote down on the paper.
Yeah, it was wrote down Redskins.
Did you turn the paper in? Did you file the paperwork?
Yeah, I sent it straight to Nashville somewhere.
I know what that means.
Yeah, I know.
I'm protesting. You'll hear from my lawyer.
Give me the Bucks.
All that talk about Jaden Daniels. There you go.
Give me the Commanders.
Man, I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Spur, who'd you say?
Tampa Bay.
Game six, Minnesota Vikings at Los Angeles Rams.
I think it's the best game of the first round.
Really?
I think it can go either way. I really do. Minnesota's at home, even though they're playing in Los Angeles. So give me the Vikings.
Give me Minnesota.
Vikings.
Listen, Matthew Stafford's really good in the playoffs.
All three of y'all picked the Vikings?
I really wanted to take.
Yeah, we picked Minnesota to win this game,
back and forth on every one of these games.
I think it's going to be a good game, eh? You want to go except catch a scotch of brewing? Down at the local pub? Hey.
I've got the Vikings, too. This will not count toward our points.
Is that game in Minnesota?
Because we've already filled our bracket out, but y'all can change your pick if you want to here.
Do we need total points for the Minnesota game?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Give me 52.
51
for Josh. Spank?
Total points? Let's see. This is going to be a carry the one divided by two. 47.
Give me a 46.
The over-under is 50 and a half, so.
Right there around
go.
It.
Yep.
And 46. All right, so this won't count towards our points.
Well, wait a minute. Is that for just tomorrow's game?
We've already picked a playoff game, so these next two games we're going to talk about don't count toward our standings. We've already picked them.
That will go in the bracket.
We're repicking the nail since the brackets have changed.
Yep. Okay. So, tomorrow, number 5 Notre Dame versus number 4 Penn State.
Give me Notre Dame.
Yeah, Yeah, I have to take Notre Dame. I think they're playing.
Oh, I'm writing it down because it don't matter.
Really good right now. I like Notre Dame all the way to the championship game.
I do too. I just don't think I think Penn State, you know, they've had it easy the last 2 weeks, and I think it comes to an end for them.
Give me the Dame of Notre
Dame. Yeah, I like Notre Dame too. In the Orange Bowl, I'm taking Notre Dame. Kimberly wants to know if Spanky's been on the corn cob pop.
I was going there just a minute. I hadn't got there yet. I was going with the corn cob pop. Damn you, Kimberly, for taking my line.
Spank.
Eat some mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay. You ain't near enough.
Yeah, though. You ain't eating near enough. Two bites this time.
I'll be good.
That's not a bite.
That wasn't a bite.
You can put that in the corn cob.
Get a bite, Spanky.
I had a good bite. Look, I put a dent in it.
Look at his face every time he does it. But he's like, oh, it's good.
He's literally, there's no way he's ate a bowl of mayonnaise.
No, he's got to keep eating.
That's all time we have here, folks.
I put that much on a sandwich.
I put more than that on a sandwich.
I ate the mayonnaise. I don't know what y'all talking about.
He's going to have to draw again.
Mm-hmm. No, I ate the mayonnaise.
I'll make you send a card to your Valentine's Day.
Oh, we got Gator fans in the TikTok chat.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I finally won.
Overrated.
Oh, Jesus. All right. We'll play y'all in Knoxville.
Friday's game in the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State and Texas.
You know what? Screw it. Give me Ohio State.
I started to do the same thing.
I'm going to go Ohio State.
I will go Ohio University.
The Bobcats.
Can they both lose?
Because horns down, but yeah.
Texas sucks. They really, really suck. Texas sucks. Huh? They really, really suck.
Spur operates a Facebook page for the Pick'ems. Explain to the people how our Pick'ems go for our listeners, please.
We're going to have the six NFL games posted onto the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. Comment the winners of those six NFL games. We're going to do the tiebreaker. Will be the Minnesota Los Angeles Rams total points scored. So,
well, I'm going to put those two in too. For them too.
Well, yeah. Remember, there's a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you had to get your picks in quick.
Yeah. So I'll probably do total points for.
Go ahead.
The Cotton Bowl.
Total points for the Cotton Bowl will be the tiebreaker. But you got to get your picks in before the first game starts tomorrow evening, so there won't be much time to do so.
All right. The winner will get a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some cool things from the Vol Navy as well. Thank you all for listening to us.
I won it all.
Actually, it was the Spank.
Yeah.
How? He didn't even answer.
It was a spank. Unless there was TikTok votes.
Yeah, there was like 12 for me.
There was like 14 for me. But.
It doesn't matter. Spank's mind has been blown because he's realized tonight Elvis is alive and well.
Yeah, we're going to have to get back in the algorithm because it was a little bit down tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been gone for a couple weeks. But check us out on all of our platforms. We will publish the full show very shortly.
It's also a big difference in basketball and football season. Yep.
Yeah, we appreciate all of our sponsors more than we could put into words. Please support them because they support us and they make this show happen. We'll be back next week and go Vols.
Go Vols.
Yeah. Go Vols.